念到最后的一页啊。
You have to read this booklet from the very,
我还在记忆当中
的 very last page.
就到第十号，十一号是安息日，我们讲是因为到十号就祭祀了，十号晚上，所以十号晚上以前你们要全部都念完，因为我没有办法全部都讲，就是有讲也是很简单的。
I'll be here until the 11th, and the seminar will end on the 10th, so I hope that by the 10th you will finish reading this whole booklet.
好像刚才一个姊妹说，我什么时候要讲这个教育儿女的部分，我说就看一看差不多了。
There was a sister who asked me when I'm going to touch upon the topic of raising children, and I said, you can just read it.
啊，昨天安息日我讲这个，早上讲正式教会的事情啊，那下午关于这个家庭的事情，那个材料都是从这里面拿出来的，啊，所以你们听了以后自己再看一看，差不多会知道的。
Okay, yesterday we mentioned about the church and also family life, and they are all in here, so you can read them yourself.
好，我请大家默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our class.
我刚才是谈到第一个题目，就是这个给七个教会的书信
啊。Just now I mentioned the topic epistle to the seven churches.
那你现在至少要知道那七个教会的位置，看地图就有啊，圣经后面的地图啊。
If you want to know the geographical location of the seven churches, you can refer them to you can refer to a map.
那么我们看这七封信，就晓得当时教会内部的情况。
If we study the seven letters, we understand the what the seven churches are like, the condition of the seven churches.
已经走下坡了。
We see that they're declining.
没有被责备的教会只有两间了，其他五间都是被责备。
The only two churches that had not been rebuked, and the rest of the five are rebuked.
但是不是单要写是给那七个教会，那七封信是要给当时所有的教会，所以那七封信要轮流去看。当时保罗写信的是一样，好像写给这个加拉太教会，那么加拉太教会这个信呢、啊，要再转了、啊，一直转，这个教会那个教会一直转，大家去看一下。
The seven letters are written to all the churches, not just to the seven. Just like Paul's epistles, they are supposed to circulate around the churches.
再来是那七封信和现在的关系。现在。
Next is the seven letters related to us.
那个是过去的事情没有错啊，但是过去的事情和现在有什么关系
？This seven epistles concerns the past, but it concerns today.
我们看罗马书十五章第四节。
Please read Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
十五章第四节，这里说从前所写的圣经，都是为教训我们写的，教我们因为圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以都有盼望。我们读圣经这一节很对我们很大的主事的啊。
When we study the Bible, this verse is important to us.
他从前所写的圣经都是为了教训我们写的。
And the scriptures are written before were all for our instructions.
所以我们念圣经的时候，一定要去找这个话对我现在有什么教训。
That when we read the Bible, we must understand what this verse is teaching us.
虽然是过去的历史、过去的事情，但是你要看出这个和现在。在现在对我什么教训
？Even though it refers to the past, but you must understand what teaching it has for me.
这样子，你读圣经才会得到很大的造就帮助。
Only then, when you try to find out, you will understand. You will be edified by the Bible, by reading the Bible.
同样的意思，这七封信呐、啊，过去也没有错啊，但是对现在我们有什么教训
？Similarly, the Bible is written for the past, but what teaching does it have for present day people?
这个神的话好像一面镜子一样，我们把这七封信对照自己看看，啊，我起初爱心没有啦，我现在不冷不热啦，好像温水一样，温水最不好，你用温水洗澡会伤风的。
the seven epistles are like a mirror, it reflects us. Therefore, we should see ourselves whether we have lost our initial love or whether we have become lukewarm.
所以温水，你煮菜煮不熟啊，煮肉更煮不熟了。
With the lukewarm water, you can't cook even vegetables or meat.
可是现在的信徒温水的状态的相当多了。
Today, there are many believers in that lukewarm state.
你说他不热心嘛？按时有说又来。
If you say the believer is not zealous, but they come every Sabbath day.
你说他热心嘛？他对教会的工作一点都不动。
If you say they're fervent, they do not care about the church work.
这种信仰状态最可怕。
This is a very most fearsome state of belief.
所以我们要想一想我现在的信心是不是温水状态。
We must ask ourselves whether we are in this lukewarm state.
好了，我们现在看第四章。
Let's read chapter 4.
第二个题目。
The next topic.
宝座的美景。
The beautiful side of the throne.
这个宝座就是在殿里面王座的那个位置叫做宝座了，宝座。
The throne refers to the seat that a king or an emperor sits on.
一个王宫里面就是没有王的宝座啊，那个王宫顶里面有王啊。
If there is no throne in the palace, then it probably means there is no king.
那么这个圣殿里面就是没有宝座啊，就顶里面有神在那里。
If in the holy temple there isn't a throne, that means God is not there.
啊，看第四章。
Please read verse 4.
啊，他看到宝座出现。
Please read the appearance of the throne.
这个宝座出现是什么意思？
What is the meaning of the appearance of the throne?
我把这个问题啊。这个简化、简单化，了解上比较有帮助。
I will try to simplify my question so that it's easier to understand.
就神的宝座，宝座出现。
The appearance of the throne of God.
那这个宝座树周围有什么？你们看一看第四章。
Please read the Bible and see what is around this throne.
你们找一找看看，宝座树周围啊。有什么人在那里
？Who is there? Who is around the throne? On the throne?
有二十四位长老是吗
？There are 24 elders.
还有什么？四活物是不是
？And there are 4 living creatures.
还有二十四位长老，四活物。看这个十四章。十四章有144,000人。
Chapter 14, there are 144,000 people.
还有很多的天使是吗
？And there are a lot of angels.
那么关于羔羊啦、七灵啦，七灵是指的圣灵，那个就是神，就是神。啊，这个神以外，真神以外哈，宝座是神的殿。神的殿就是教会，教会一定要有主耶稣、有真神、有圣灵啊。
The holy temple means the church, and the church there must be God. There must have a God.
还有长老，还有四活物。
Elders and the 4 living creatures.
144,000人。
144,000 people.
就是从地上买来的，救赎来的。
And these people are bought from earth.
还有众天使，所以这个教会里面有天使啊。
And then there are angels.
我们现在看不到他，他看着我们。
Even though we can't see them, but they're looking at us right now.
我们有时候这个聚会的时候，天使就在讲台上、讲台后面那边显现，常常有这样意象。
Sometimes we see visions of angels appearing near the pulpit.
那一位长老一位就讲到的时候，看天使就走来走去，走来走去，就在这个。主耶稣也说：“你们不要轻看这个小孩子里面的一个、啊，因为他的使者上上下下常常去看天父、啊。你欺负这个小孩子啊，天使会报告的。”
And Jesus usually said, "Do not look down on the young ones, because their angels will report it to God."
就记在马太十八章。所以你看，有钱人的孩子都有佣人在照顾他。我们是有钱人呐、啊。不但有钱人，我们是神的儿子啊！ 所以神都派差派天使照顾我们，保护我们。
We are children of God, therefore we have angels around us protecting us.
所以我们教会不但有我们的主同在，又有天使同在。那么这三个部分，这三个部分是关于信徒、长老、受活物、是算受先知。
And we see the elders, the full living creatures, and 144,000 men all refers all concerns humans.
我们现在看第四章啊。
Let's read chapter 4.
第四章的第四节，宝座的四围又有24个宝座，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣啊，头上戴着金冠冕。这个就很简单的、很扼要的描写，这是24位长老的情况状态。
This is a very simple description of the 24 elders.
他们是穿着白衣啊。
They are clad in white garments.
还有一个是带着金的冠冕
，with the golden crowns upon their heads。
这个教会应该有长老、有执事。
In the church there should be elders and deacons。
看腓立比书第一章。
Please look at Philippians chapter 1。
腓立比书第一章的第一节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 1。
第一章第一节，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给还住腓立比。在基督耶稣里面的众信徒，这一点，众信徒是全体信徒的。第二点是诸位监督，这个监督是主说长老。第三就是诸位执事，愿恩惠平安与你们同在。所以这个教会啊，应该有长老、执事、信徒。
The bishop refers to elders, therefore we see that in a church there should be elders, deacons, and believers.
教会是一体的，都是弟兄姊妹。
The church is one, consists of brothers and sisters.
但是为了推行工作、管理教会啊，教会里面要有长老和执事。
But to oversee the church, we need elders and deacons.
那这个长老执事是从众信徒里面选出来。
And elders and deacons are chosen from the congregation.
那么那个资格记在提摩太前书第三章。
And the qualifications are recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章第一节以下就谈到哪一种人可以当长老，哪一种人可以当执事。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 beginning, it tells us what kind of person can become an elder, what kind of person can become a deacon.
因此教会应该有长老执事。
Therefore in the church there should be elders and deacons.
但是你不能随随便便立长老执事。
But you cannot ordain a minister.
因为要当长老就是有条件的，这里有条件的。
You cannot ordain a minister without serious consideration.
好像第三章提摩太前书第三章第一节以下。
It's just like in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 onwards.
他说有人想要做这个监督的职分，就是想要当长老的。他说这个好啊，这个孙木善工啊。孙木善工，就是说他盼望在这个教会灵这个信仰上能进步，将来能被选择长老。他这个是很好的意向，很好的志愿。
Says if anyone aspires to the office of bishop, he desires a noble task, and this is something noble.
比方我们在这个世界啊，大学毕业以后，我们盼望能够已经在这个公司，我们现在是普通的志愿。我们孙木当将来当科长或者当经理，有这样的想法才会进步，就是好的。
For example, if we work in a corporation, it is normal for us to want to become a manager or someone higher. This is good because we have ambition.
但是我们当在盼望在这个世界进步啊，这个升官呐，结果没有多少价值。我们盼望在教会啊，能够有进步啊，将来能够。被选的长老就是，这个是很好的事情，但是这个很好。
It is noble for us to want to become promoted in a church to become an elder or deacon.
但这个不是骄傲。
This is not pride.
因为做长老不是做官呐、啊，做执事也不是做官呐、啊。
Because
不是当官。
To be an elder or a deacon, it is not a noble. It is not to be someone higher.
是要来服侍大家，要为主耶稣劳苦的。
Rather, it is to serve the congregation and to work for God.
有一次我在台湾参加这个教员讲习会，我问那些姊妹说，你们将来要做妈妈，你要把你的孩子培养成一个怎么样的孩子。那是三弟的讲习会啊，三弟人很坦白又很自制的。那有一个姊妹她还没结婚呢，她说我将来就是做妈妈生孩子，我要把她培养做就是他要他的孩子将来当就是。
And during a seminar in Taiwan, I once asked the sisters, when you have children, how would you like a children to be, to turn out? And one says, want the child to turn out to be a deacon.
这种意愿哦，比说我盼望我的孩子将来当总统还有价值，在神面前。
And such a wish is more valuable to God than wishing your child to become a president.
所以我们要宣慕啊，当长老就是，但是不是骄傲，是为了服侍主。有更多的机会来为主做工，不是吧？
We aspire to become an elder or deacon, not for pride, but rather to serve God.
那第二节就谈到这个资格的问题。
Next is the qualifications.
要无可指责，就无可指责是说没有被责备的地方啊。
And it must be above reproach. Reproach that means you cannot reproach them.
说起来，我们是很多缺点的，人家要指责我们的缺点，会说很简单的。
And in fact, we have many weaknesses, and therefore it's easier for us, for other people to point out.
还要做一个负责的丈夫啊，有姨太太也不可以，因为当时还没信主以前，有的有姨太太，那结果信主以后没有把他赶出去了，所以他还是有两个太太。那么这样的人呢，不可以立做长老就是。
And to be a bishop, you must have one wife. You cannot have more than one.
就是他没有信主的时候留下来的。
Even if he hadn't converted to Christianity and he had two wives, and after he had converted, he should only have.
那下面还有很多啦，要多一接待人啦，善于教导孩子啦，孩子都要乖。
An exorcist must be temperate, sensible, dignified.
在第四节记载，他说，假使自己的家管理不好，哪里有办法管理神的家呢？
Verse 5 says, if this man cannot manage his own household, how can he manage the church of God?
第三节说不会醉酒，不会打人呐，很温和。
Verse 3 says, not quarrelsome, gentle, not violent.
说起来，这个就条件相当严格。
And strictly speaking, the rules are quite strict, the qualifications.
但是一个教会教授选不出长老之事哈，结果教会说起来还很软弱。
But if in a church we cannot find someone who is qualified to become an elder or a deacon, then this church is quite weak.
因为还没有办法找到适当以当长老之事的人呢。
Because there isn't a believer who is qualified to become an elder or a bishop or a deacon.
教会应该有长老就是，但是不会随便安立，还要考虑他的这个内涵呢，情形。
But to ordain a deacon or an elder, we must go through serious consideration.
那我们看回来启示录第四章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 4.
这个二十四位长老，二十四是十二的一倍了。十二在速度上圣经啊，是一个完全的啊。这个说二十四说代表着所有的长老。
And the 24 refers to all the elders.
这个宝座就是描写已经。完全的德性的这个状态，所以已经完全的这个教会的状态，一个完全的教会的状态哈，就长老。当然，它有两点，一个是穿白衣，一个是金冠冕。
And the throne refers to a church that has reached its complete state, and the elders have.Elders will be wearing white garments and golden crowns.
白衣就是白衣服啊，就是指说圣洁。做长老的人啊，一定要穿着白的衣服，行为圣洁，没有缺点。
White garments refers to purity, no sins.
那么我们现在应该在听的时候要，这里没有写执事了。这个执事是将来的长老啊，副作人是将来的执事了。所以我们要把它。了解到我们当执事的一样应该用这个做追求的目标，我们这个做长老执事的人在教会啊，行为要完全穿戴。
And even though here didn't mention deacons, but deacons will be future elders, and therefore for those who are elders and deacons, we must try to wear white garments.
那个冠冕是一种赏赐，金的冠冕是会说最高的赏赐啊。
And the golden crowns are the last rewards.
为什么他能够戴金冠冕呢？因为他忠心呐、啊。
Why is it that they're wearing golden crowns? Because they're faithful.
就是他对这个教会不忠心哦，哪里会得到这个金冠冕？
If the elders are not faithful to the churches, how can they be wearing a golden crown?
有的当长老即使是挂名的了，结果没有用。我说挂名说，当名字是长老，就是教会的工作什么都不做，这个不忠啊，这个哪里会得到金冠冕？我恐怕这个朝的冠冕都得不到嘞。
Some deacons and elders, they just have their titles.By name, but they do not actually work for God.
所以这个宝座是描写着这个神的已经成功的完全的这个真教会。那么真教会里面的长老要这样。
Therefore, this throne signifies the true church, and the true church elders must behave in this way.
那么这个四活物呢
？About the four living creatures.
到底这个四活物，这个是指的什么
？What are these four living creatures referred to？
就黄长老对这一点当然很用心。他说：“这叫四活物，也是被救赎的人呐、啊，不是人以外的动物啊，或者天使不是的。”
Elder Huang had studied this thoroughly, and he came up with the conclusion that these four living creatures refer to those who have been saved.
那么，这四活物也是耶稣的宝血救赎来的，也是教会里面的信徒里面的一个就是。
These four living creatures are also among the congregation that have been saved, a purchase from the blood of, by the blood of God.
但是四活物的年龄啊，比二十岁长老还高啊。
We see these four living creatures above the elders.
二十岁长老还跟着他们行动。
And the 24 elders, the 24 elders would follow what the living creatures did.
请看第四章第九节。
Please read.
启示录。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
第四章第九节。第四章第九节说：“每封啊，四活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那做宝座上的。”第四节。
Verse 9.
那二十四位长老就俯伏在做宝座的面前。这个是二十四位长老是跟着那个四活物动作，四活物那样做。二十四位长老就跟着做，可见这个四活物是站在领导啊的最前方，长老还被他领导。
We see that the elders imitate the actions of the living creatures, therefore the living creatures will be leading the elders.
看五章十四节。五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
五章十四节，四活物就说阿们，众长老也。俯伏敬拜。那么我们根据这两节圣经先一个判断，这四活物不是说地位的，教会我们教会都是弟兄姊妹，所以他的灵情、他的信仰、他的品德、他的力量比长老高啊。那你这个力量大，自然力量少的你就有办法带领他。这个领导是一种力量，你的力量比他大，你才有办法领导他。所以这个四活物是领导长老的。那这样说起来，到底这个四活物在教会是主做谁
？These four creatures are leading the elders because they have a better faith. And but what are these four living creatures?
我们看四活物的情况。
Let's study the state of the four living creatures.
啊，第四章。
Chapter four.
这个四活物啊。
The four living creatures.
前后遍体都眼睛
了。They have eyes in front and behind.
我们没有看过这样的这个动物，全身都是眼睛。我们就是三个眼睛，我看这个人很值钱的，卖给动物园了，说什么？大家要去看，看你自己是这个新加这个加拿大币20块，人家再去看一看，三个眼睛。
We haven't actually found an animal with eyes, with a lot of eyes all over. But if there is one, we can put them in a zoo and we can go see them.
这个四活物全身都是眼睛啊，连眼睛、手眼睛、脚眼睛、背眼睛，多么可怕！
These four living creatures that cover with eyes.
这个眼睛是 这个是象征性，所以这个起诉的解释啊，应该是这个。我刚才还有第四种解释，我们也讲，第四种解释叫做灵异的解释了，或者原则的解释。这个起诉的解释有点象征性的，所以你不能照那个字去解释了。这个眼睛是，你没有眼睛什么都不知道，没有眼光嘛，没有智慧了。这全身都是眼睛，表示它充满智慧。简单说是这样。
The eyes refers to wisdom. Therefore, when fallen creatures are covered with eyes, means they are full of wisdom.
为是为善，我看得很清楚。
And they can see things very clearly.
对好人坏人，他看得很清楚。
They can discern between evil and good.
对价值的判断，他看得很清楚。
They have a very good judgment of value.
对未来的事情，他看得很清楚。
They can see the future clearly.
都是眼睛嘛，满身都是眼睛。
They're covered with eyes.
所以这四物是很有智慧的。
Therefore, these four living creatures are full of wisdom.
我们今天说起来，有的是没有什么属灵的眼光的。
Today, to be truthful, there are some believers who do not have a spiritual.
比如对这个价值来说，什么是有价值的
？What is valuable?
你就是认为这个是有价值，你会去追求这个的。什么是有价值的
？If you see something is valuable, you would want it.
现在的人认为有价值的就是钱财。
What people see as valuable today is wealth.
所以现在的人拼命的追求钱财。
That's why today everyone is working hard for money.
现在的人判断一个人伟大不伟大，只要他钱赚多赚少。
Today we see a person.As a hero, if he can earn a lot of money,
你不会赚钱，人家不会看重你的。
If you don't know how to earn money, you will be despised.
现在的观念是这样的。
This is today's concept of value.
看这个钱很重要。
We see the importance of money.
有价值。
We see the value of money.
或者地位的。
And our social status.
没有地位啊，不行。
If you don't
有地位才有势力啊。
If you don't have social status, you have no power.
他们看这个很有价值的。
This is what they see as valuable.
所以大家拼命地追啊。
That is why everyone is going after it.
追这个名利。
Going after fame.
但是真的那个是有价值吗
？But are they valuable?
你就是真的那个是最有价值的，你会把你的时间、体力啊、精神都放到那边去。
If you think that that is the most valuable, you will spend most of your time and energy on it.
那保罗对这个价值观怎么判断呢
？And what did Paul have to say about value?
先看腓立比书第二章。
This is Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3
第七节念到第九节
verse 7 to verse 9 verse 7 by whatever I had, but whatever gain I had I counted as loss for the sake of Christ 8 indeed I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord for his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse in order that I may gain Christ 9And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own based on law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith.
保罗还没信主以前，还是看这个世界最有价值。
Before Paul believed in Jesus, he sees this world as the most valuable.
所以世界就世界的名利和享受。
Therefore, he wants the fame and fortune in this world.
但是保罗信耶稣以后啊，他的价值观改变。
But after Jesus, after Paul was converted, his concept had changed.
他说世界如粪土啊，耶稣为至宝。
He sees the world as refuse and Christ as the most precious.
他以前看耶稣如粪土，世界如至宝。他心里是不是要完全改
？In the past, it was the opposite. But after he believed in Jesus, he sees Christ as the most.
他有眼光，有属灵的眼光了、啊。他有眼睛。
We say that he has eyes. He has a spiritual sight.
他满身都眼睛，所以问题看得很清楚。
Because he has eyes, he can see things clearly.
我们弟兄姊妹，你，我们都检讨自己看看，到底你现在是看这个世界为至宝，耶稣如粪土，或者耶稣是至宝，世界如粪土？我们要检讨一下。
Brothers and sisters, ask yourself, do you see Christ as the most valuable?
这并不是说我信徒不会做事业，不会赚钱。问题是你看钱看得那么重要吗？你看钱就是看得重要哦。你不会奉献的，一毛不拔，拔不出来。 钱很重要啊。
This does not mean that you shouldn't work for money, but rather you should see Christ as most important.
你就是看耶稣为至宝，世界如粪土，没有什么价值。因为你的钱就是没有用在耶稣身上啊，真的粪土啊，将来都归粪土啊，耶稣里什么都没有啊。
And if you see Christ as most valuable, you would willingly offer your money to Christ.
所以保罗这个人真是满身都是眼睛，很有智慧，判断眼睛准。
We see Paul is full of eyes, and he has wisdom.
我们单对这个价值观呢、啊，就这样谈一谈。对世界的看法，他这样子。
This is a brief discussion on the concept of value.
那么对这个世界的将来，你看法怎么样？
What is your view of the world in the future?
就我们下午会谈到的。
We will discuss this afternoon.
世界哈、哦、没有平安的、啊，45、55、65、75、85、95，已经超过50年了。
It has been about 50 years.
世界有没有平安？
Is there peace on earth?
还要乱，一直乱下去。
It will become worse.
没有平安的日子。
There shall be no more peaceful.
我们要有眼光啊，要看的。
We must have a correct eyesight.
这个世界有一个将望墙，将要被毁灭的大墙。
We see it,
巴比伦大城。
This world is a great city that will be destroyed.
我要有这样的视点的眼光的人，才有办法带领教会，甚至长老、技术都要跟着他走。
I believe that these kind of people who are wise will be able to lead the elders and deacons and all the congregation.
我对结论来说，就是属徒时代的情况来看这个宝座比较起来哈，属徒时代有属徒就是，好像保罗啦、彼得啦、约翰他们。
If we see the apostolic era, we see that the congregation had apostles leading them, for example, Peter and Paul.
那各教会有长老，好像一所的长老。
And in each of the local churches, there are elders.
那保罗要去耶路撒冷的时候，在靠近一所的港口叫长老来，告诉他们，教训他们。
And when Paul is going to a certain church, he would call the elders there, and he would teach the elders.
那么这些长老是跟着保罗，跟着使徒的主事去走的。
And the elders and deacons were following.The apostles.
说起来，现在来说是传道人。
And today it will be the duty of the preachers.
不是有的人论说传道大或者技术大，或者传道大或者长老大，或长老大或者技术大，这个问题不对了。
Some people will be asking who is the greatest, whether it's the elders, deacons, or the preachers.
比方说，嘴巴大或者眼睛大，不是大小，这个功用不同，不是大小的问题。
We're not saying it's who is greater, but rather the function are different.
不过要做传道的人呢、啊，应该灵情、信心呐、啊，各方面要比各地方的长老就是有力量。
But as preachers, their faith and they must have better faith and more power.
那有力量你才有办法带领他们呢、啊。你比长老就是都软弱，你哪里有办法扎他们、带领他们
？If you're weaker than the elders and the deacons, how will you be able to lead them?
那么这适合我。这是我有数种这个形态。
The four living creatures have four different forms.
第一是什么？像什么？你们说。
What are they like?
狮子的哈。
First is like a lion.
第二呢？牛。
Next, second is like an ox. Third is a man.
再来是鹰了哈。
Fourth is an eagle.
它形状是这样子。
These are the four forms.
这个都是要灵异的解释。
They have spiritual interpretation.
这个狮子是很勇敢的。
A lion is brave.
所以说这个百兽之王。
There, it is the king of all animals.
不怕，为了神的工作都带头，都走在前面，好像狮子都走在前面，不是走在后面。
And for the sake of God, he will be leading the congregation walking in front.
一只牛啊。
An ox.
很重要。
It's important.
我们教会牛多啊，教会一定会增加这个信徒。
If we have a lot of oxen in our church, our membership should increase.
我们做人啊，也是为神做工啊，做一条牛啊，最可贵的，最值得我们羡慕的。
If working for God, you're like an ox, then it is you are worthy to be praised.
这个牛的特色，献祭有三种祭献。最好的是牛，第二是羊，第三是鸽子。
When we are when sacrificing, the best is an ox, next is a lamb, and the third is a pigeon.
这表现神最喜欢牛。
This shows that God loves bulls.
那么我们今天来为主做工啊，我们要做牛啊，做羊啊，做鸽子，好顺良。
And therefore, today when we work for God, we must be like an ox, like a lamb, and like a pigeon.
那这个牛的特色，你们有没有留意过？我是乡下人，我有拉过这个牛啊，我们家里有牛啊。
Have you ever tried to pull an ox?
这个牛啊 ，size 很好。
And an ox is a good animal.
我们一句话说，任劳任怨呐，它。做个老花红怕个，他就是一直做的。那好像这个牛啊，你当时去田里耕种哦，已经12:30了，但是老板还不休息呢，他会不会站起来抗议啊？说老板12:30了还不放工啊
？When an ox is plowing the field, it won't stop because time is up.
他没有意见的。
It has no opinion of its own.
老板叫他做到下午1点钟，他都做。在那里耕田。
Wants the ox to plow the field until
那你说拉牛出啊，上坡。拉牛出啊。
If an ox is carrying a carriage and going.
那老板恐怕他爬不上去，用那个棍子好重好大的，啪一下打。
And if the ox cannot pull the carriage up, the owner will be striking the ox with a rod.
你们要是有留意到，会发现到。那个被打的时候会不会挺起来转过来老板你为什么打我会不会这样说
Have you ever seen an ox that when after it was being struck it would turn back and yell at the owner
看到被打的时候他更拼命的爬上去
You see that the ox has been struck it would try its best to walk
结果就是你嘛
This is how an ox is like
任劳任怨
It would toil
默默地走好宝贝
It would toil and work
我们教会有的很热心做工，但是嘴巴很多的，叫呱叫呱呱叫呱呱叫。
We have a lot of workers that work like an ox, but they have a loud mouth.
能够像牛啊，静静地做最宝贝。
If you're like an ox working silently,
拼命地做，人家还好多钱赚，他也没有关系。
And working and toiling the best, and yet not saying anything.
教会家是有更多这样的牛。啊，圣经怎么告诉我们？看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4.
这一组告诉我们这个家里有牛啊，他的家里的出产就会增多了。十四章，箴言十四章。
And Proverbs chapter 14 it says.
十四章的第四节。
Chapter 14 verse 4.
这里说我们家里土产要加增，要靠着牛的力量。
That in order to have abundant crops, it all depends on the strength of an ox.
这家很多牛啊，它所讲就多了。
If a household has a lot of oxen,
那我们教会啊，做牛的传道啊，长住弟兄姊妹多啊，这个教会一定会增加信徒。
The household will have great harvest, and similar for the church.
做神的工是感谢神啊，也是非常宝贵。
Working for God is a precious chance.
但是做神的工一点很重要的，我常常这样想。要像牛做工，静静地做，最宝贝。
For working for God, we must be like an ox working silently.
啊，被打还是更拼命地做，不妄想。
Even when you're being struck, you will still work.
任劳任怨。
You will toil without complaint.
这种传道我看很美。
We see there is very rare.
这种长子，这种弟兄姊妹很美。
We see that such a believer is the most beautiful.
所以我们做神工要有这样的表现。
Therefore. Working for God, we must have such a performance.
主耶稣帮助我们，我们一起祷告。
May the Lord help us. Let's pray.